work through the draft, restructured draft that we introduced to the commission last Thursday. And I guess the best way is just go through page by page. Is that okay with everybody? Or,
yeah. Well, I would tell you, just so for the commission's benefit, one of the things I asked Janelle or John to do was, you know, personally, we've been through the language at the last meeting, you know, for the most part. I had two comments on that. We talked about the organization, and I thought it would be helpful for the commission to just, instead of having all the text, if we're more or less okay with that, to just have an outline of the topics, because that was the last thing that happened, was it was reorganized. And I think when you see the outline of the topics, you know, you just get an idea of whether or not you like the reorganization of it or not, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to explain that was the basis for why this came out.
Are we starting with the topics, or we also have a PDF markup that was received late last night of the element itself?
Whichever.
Let's go through the topics first, yeah, just so
since we
got it here.
Yeah, we got it here.
I would just say my questions for the first, I had a bigger issue with it than I think I really do. Mine were that in the solutions for the future, kind of tucked in the middle of that were the overview of the coordination issues and then the overview of the high level issues. At first, I was thinking, because originally they were at the very beginning of the element, it was like, you know, the issues and then the solutions, I guess. But it just seems to me maybe the better way to do it is, you know, I feel strongly one way or the other, but would be to move those two to the beginning of the solutions for the future element. I mean, I'm just fine leaving them there. It just seemed like it was like we talk about capacity solutions, then freight, then overview of issues, and then overview of issues, and then travel options, fiscal solutions, more solutions. So anyway, and that was pretty much it.
I think I put a note in there too. There's a couple of spots where I'm like, this probably should have been up front. But yeah, again, it's not like we're not trying to get new readership,
yeah,
or we're not trying to, you know. We're
not writing, well, I guess we are writing a novel. So it's,
we have become quite a novel. But if it's not necessarily boom, 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 it still all is. As long as it's all in there, I'm fine.
So is the suggestion moving overview of high level issues up front, moving freight second, and then capacity third?
Well, there should have been one more, because this actually, Janelle, I think I sent you this. There was,
I might have missed it.
Yeah, in the text, it goes capacity solutions, freight, and then there's overview of coordination issues, and then overview of high level issues, and then travel options. So one of them was missed. I mean, it's in there, it just didn't show up on the outline.
Well, in my view, the high level issues was just misnomered. It's really more of I can't remember the words I used, because now we're, what page was that high level issue on?
Let me look. We've got so many versions.
36.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 36, I think.
Okay, thank you. And I just changed the title of that because I thought it was confusing. I can't remember what I changed it to until I find the page. I just put other significant issues, because it seems to me by using the words high-level issues, you're trying to say that kind of supersedes some of the other ones.
It's a higher significance.
And they are significant issues, but they're maybe not as significant as increasing capacity. And that's why I moved it down, and I just relabeled it other significant issues, which would support some of the language about the coordination issues and travel options and the fiscal issues.
I mean, like, I'm sort of with Kim at this point. I mean, it's whatever, it doesn't matter.
So I viewed it as, you know, sprawling development, disconnected land uses, as something that would support the things that were in front of it, whether it was, you know, public transportation or physical issues, travel options, that those...
Oh, the things that it was in front of.
These other significant considerations were there to support the things that preceded it. that's the way I viewed the sprawling development and disconnected land uses. I just thought it was mislabeled to begin with, and then that would bring it further down in the list.
No, yeah, that's fine. Like I said, at first I was kind of like, why is this here? But the more I thought about it, the less I was concerned about it. So.
So what's the
go ahead.
What's the suggested order that we're looking for this particular section?
I'm cool with just leaving it as is. We're good.
Okay.
We just need to have these discussions.
Yeah. I don't have a big burn either way either on me, other than changing the name, because I think it misrepresents its importance. Otherwise, you okay, Vince?
Yeah. No, but it was just helpful to look at all this. So thanks for putting that outline together. You could just see it, and then it made more sense.
You okay, Kim?
Yep.
Ms. Wheaton? Okay. So then can we just go from the front through the back, and then you can shuffle that around a little bit later?
So I got one on the first page. Just it's a sentence that needs to be added back in.
Are we looking at the PDF that was sent out late last night, or the Word version?
Not me. I guess probably the PDF that was last
sent
night.
Sent out. Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't change. I just added to it. I didn't change anything.
Yeah, I had an addition.
Okay.
And I didn't see yours. It was on my phone, so that's why. But at the beginning of the second paragraph. The way it is now, when it starts with "at the direction," that needs to have a sentence before it just to lead into it. And I'll just give it to you real quick if you're ready. And it was in the element that was circulated at one point. Like I said, they were just moving parts in here. So it should be previously, comma, this element was essentially drafted in its entirety by the Delaware Department of Transportation. And then incorporated directly into the plan. Yeah, you just need that, because the next sentence was, at the direction and urging of the citizens of Sussex County through the public comment and workshop process, the Sussex plan deviates from that for this 2018-2028 planning period. And you don't have what that is without that lead-in sentence. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was all I had.
Okay. Anyone else on page four? Next two pages are simply maps. Page four was what we just moved up per the outline. Page 5 is the finish of page 4. That was just copy-paste DelDOT language. Page 6 is a map. 7, a map. 8, a map. 9, a map. 10, a map. 11, a map. Page 12 is, as in the outline, a copy-paste of DelDOT's CTP language. We're okay with that, right? If anybody has something, better yell. On page 14 was an insertion. This was a change of the MIT committee, moved up from somewhere below. There's a little bit of redundancy here. I don't know if we need to address it or not, but on page 13, it says to start forming a strategic working group, and it talks about the time frame of doing work. I don't know how that reads with the creation of the MIT committee, if it's overlapping or the same group or what.
And that may be one that you all, I mean, are you talking about just
the three bullets were the original language,
right?
And then we wanted to create a MIT committee, and then I don't know if the MIT committee is this working group, if it's one and the same.
I think what it needs is a lead-in sentence to clarify that the others are referencing the CTP, and this would be like a new committee.
So go ahead if you have some.
We'll come up with.
Yeah, we'll have to put something in there to make sure that it's clear.
And you guys can just come up with that.
Good, John? Everybody okay with that? Page 15 is just insertion of the some of the GOS that were pertinent to the CTP language.
I think there was.
Was there any that anyone saw that?
There was just a spelling error, I think I caught in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first paragraph. Mike should not meet lease. It should be less than 40.
Less than, yeah. Lease is fine. Okay, on page 15. Page 16 is continuation. Page 17 moves into key corridor visions per the outline. That was the DLDOT language. Page 18, more of the same. On page 19, I have a note on the bullet SR 16.
On which page? 19?
19.
Okay,
yeah.
It says from Greenwood SR 1, but in the strategies, it talks about from Maryland SR 1. Everybody still with us?
Yep.
Page 20 was an insertion of the GOS that was pertinent to that. The goal of goal 14-4, I don't think we really intend to have limited access on Route 9 and Route 24, so I don't know if we want to just increase capacity or what language we want to use there. Anybody have a suggestion?
Because I got an email from DJ that limited access has a meaning. Defined term, and it's not what we want.
Yeah, that's different than 113 and 16, where we really do want that. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we should just say increased capacity on routes 9 and 24.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Limited access really is very restrictive.
Very, very different, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that that applies to 113 and 16. Because DJ had concerns about that. I mean, that means that you cannot get an entrance onto it.
Well, they have to purchase the access rights, when they decide to do that. So if they deny a property, they either have to have an alternative access.
Right.
Or they have to purchase the development rights or the rights to access. But that's a procurement issue, when they decide to do that or whether they decide it's not worth doing that.
I'm just wondering if it's better to say limit the access to, whatever. We can leave it fine. That's fine. We can hear from DLDOT too.
Well, they limit access all the time. Yeah. It's just how they do it. You okay then?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
if we're moving on to page 21, everybody with us? And no notes.
Why on 21, I'm just curious, why was roadways underlined?
I don't know. That's DLDOT's.
Yeah.
But you can just take the underline off if you want. Yeah. Is that okay with you, John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, page 22. We had an objective that had no language. So when we inserted the goals and strategies, there was not an objective that fit in.
Okay, wouldn't that, though, the improved evacuation effectiveness and anticipation of emergency weather, wouldn't that be our goal?
Yeah.
And then a strategy would be create limited access evacuation corridors.
So reverse those two?
To reach that goal.
That would be okay with me, just reverse the two.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, Kim.
We have to have an objective here.
Got one?
Keep everybody safe.
Everybody good? You okay, John?
Do we need an objective?
I don't, that's a good question,
We need to have one.
Well, you have to have one? We've got them everywhere else, but.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine with not having one, as long as it's not something that somebody's going to come back later and say, well, yeah.
I think for consistency, you need to have something in there, but.
Right.
So just reverse the two and do it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Personal responsibility somewhere.
Okay, are we good? Good on that page? We're good at page?
So what was the?
We're just going to flip the goal and objective.
The goal and objective, yeah, we're just going to.
Flip the goal to objective and objective to goal.
I've got it, so I'll make the note. I'll make the change.
Okay, page 23, we have another goal without any language. And I just threw something in there to stimulate conversation.
Maybe more ensure.
I think I.
Adequate emergency vehicle response time.
Yeah.
Instead
cool.
of improve, because I don't want the paramedics mad at me saying
yeah,
there's
exactly.
something wrong with it.
No, that's good.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
I don't want them mad at me.
I put improve ease of movement for emergency vehicles is what I wrote down.
Yeah, I can see them getting the paddles now, like, oh yeah. No, he put that wrong language in there. Forget it, right? We're not working today. Yeah.
It's like they're not coming to your house. I'm like, oh, no, they need to come.
Okay, the next one was a map, and it was suggested that we add some congested areas
circles.
Because of evacuation routes. 54 in Subaville, 26 in Dagsboro, and then the Route 16 places that we would like to get around. So that would be Milton, Ellendale, and Greenwood. So if we could get DLDOT to get their circle in. Put it over those. Is that okay with everyone? I don't know why there's a yellow highlight on X below on page 25.
We need a goal,
because
though.
We need to insert a figure on the map. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We also
need
a
goal
at 14.9.
Well, that's right. We need a goal, and then we need to put a figure in. So I didn't have any thoughts on. This is about. Solutions.
You know what? What's that improvements
can
be
timed?
What's that?
There's like a half of a sentence just hanging there.
Yeah, I don't know why that's there. Got caught up in the click and paste.
So we'll do some research to see where it came from and what it goes to.
Well, these solutions were intended to be rather inexpensive ways to help. With traffic problems, wayfaring routes, and striping. So maybe this would be, you know, cost-effective methods to improve traffic flow, or cost-effective methods to increase capacity, or something like that.
The goal is to establish cost-effective methods to ease mobility.
Yeah, these were solutions that
look at alternatives for transportation.
Yeah, that's a good idea too, because it really
because that seems what to be the strategies are going for is we're looking at alternative.
Yeah, that might be a good way to language twist it. Everybody okay with that language?
Yeah, and this one is.
And then we'd have to add a figure number for the wayfaring map.
I
page 27 was original text.
I just had a question on that. With the two bullets, it's like traffic dispersal and alternate routes, and then it goes into a hyphen. I wasn't sure what those bullets tied into when I was reading it. You know, I mean, maybe that's a Del Dot question, but
it's a little bit redundant with the previous, certainly. But then as you look at the rest of it, it talks about other things too, integrated transportation management systems and, you know, autonomous vehicles and flexible routing
right.
on buses. And so it's quite more than the two bullets. But I didn't want to mess with the original language, though.
So. Yeah, right. No, that's fine. It just was one of those things.
Is this an area where Del Dot would need to clarify what those bullets are for, add language?
Yeah, I have Del Dot just to clarify the delete or whatever.
I just take the two bullets out or suggest that and just move it up. Because it does say, as mentioned above, which references the wayfaring, and that's fine.
You know what, and I think this is where that floating sentence goes to. Above were operational capacity solutions. See where it says with annual monitoring, comma, such.
Yeah, so that got clipped out.
Yeah. I bet you that's where it goes.
Such improvements can be time budgeted for and implemented.
Very look at that.
Good catch there.
I've read this thing four times and didn't even see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, page 28 is original text, 29, 30, 31, rate was just moved over, moved back in the document.
Can you go to the old 31? Because something, it happened when I was moving stuff around too, Marty, just to clean it up and get the draft out. Is it? Back on 30. In that chart, put a note for Del Dot because there's more text underneath those two drawings. And I lost it when I was moving around, and it looks like Marty lost some when he was moving around. So there's captions underneath the different drawings. Just put a note in there for Del Dot to make sure they captured all the captions.
On the graphic?
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's more focus connection network, and then there was more after that, and then there was stuff under the left-hand picture, too. And like when you start moving around the document, it gets lost.
Yep. Okay, freight was copy-paste except for the GOS, and we don't have a goal there on page 33.
How about just improve freight movement throughout Sussex County?
No, I'm open to suggestions, but no, I had a blank, so
improve or encourage freight movement?
No, all right, yeah, whatever, yeah.
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 Is there a preference for encourage or facilitate?
I don't facilitate. Sounds smarter.
I have no preference.
Let's just go with that whenever we can.
I know, right?
Facilitate? Okay. That works. Yeah.
It's getting near the end of a long process.
Yeah. I told Todd the other day, I'm going to pray for him deeply when we get done.
Hello, is this on? Hello?
Yeah, it's on. Trust me, I was listening to this part of the tape the other day. It's quite embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
It's okay.
Okay.
So you added that goal in. We're good. The map is the original map on page 34.
Oh, yeah.
Page 35, again, is copy-paste. We changed the title on page...
Yeah.
I'm moving through rather quickly here. Page 36, we just changed that to other significant, or what language did we?
We had overview of other significant.
Okay, so make sure you note that it's overview and not what I have. Was there any on the graphic on page 37, Vince, you remember?
I think that got it all, yeah.
I don't remember that there
was.
There wasn't much missing on that one.
Page 38 is copy paste, and so is the map.
Climate change stuff.
I had just, and this is one I had added back in on page 34 on aviation.
On page 40?
Yeah, 40, I'm sorry. So the second, under aviation, the second sentence is Sussex County owns Delaware Coastal Airport, a general aviation airport which handles a mix of small aircraft and corporate jets. Del Dots had in it this sentence that I think we should put back in. John, if you're ready.
Yeah, right.
Total annual operations. Average about 34,000 takeoffs and landings. I'm pretty sure we need that because that triggers FAA funding issues sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
For the airport. We may want to see that sort of stuff in our planning docs.
Good catch. Map was original. Railroad Byways is original.
Just one, hold on one. Going back on page 40, just because I had a note, this is a minor thing. The paragraph at the very bottom talks about Woodland Ferries missing a period at the end of it, after Laurel.
Got it.
Don't deal with it. Smarter facilitate. We
don't. Byways and the byways maps are all original text. Got another goal to fill in with the byways maps, and this also includes language about DART and public transit.
So encourage or facilitate alternative modes of transportation?
I think that's a good, yep.
Do we not ever have a goal for that? I guess it was always just a blank.
It may have just got lost in the editing. Yeah. What happens, and I think this is a good process, you know, John, if we ever get back to this again, is when you tend to incorporate strategies into the language, you end up moving a goal from one that was kind of redundant into another one and combining them, and then you have a blank.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a good, it was a good process. I felt really happy with it. If we do this again, we'd probably do it throughout the document. It shows redundancies or holes, gaps. Mm. Anyway, these were all strategies, copy and paste, I think.
Yeah.
Fiscal solutions. The only thing I thought was worth changing was I hated to use the specifics of the trust fund, only because I don't know if that would tie the hands of council. So I just said county transportation funding. And they might decide to use some other mechanism, or what do you think about that, Bob, on page 45?
What's your question again?
Well, it specifically says County Transportation Trust Fund, and I was worried that that would be too specific if the county decided to call it something else or use some other method for funding, you know, something just out of the general fund. And so I just put county transportation funding in general.
Well, I get what you're saying. You want to avoid giving it a name. But you could just say county funding of transportation, or just county funding.
Or county funding.
Not give it a name.
Yeah. Big transportation.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what it is, but it may not end up being a trust fund. It might be something.
Yeah, that's like my thing is that they may decide.
Give them the option to make it whatever they want, but right. Just say a county sourced funds or something, or just county funding.
County-sourced transportation funding?
Funding, yeah. Something like that. And...
Yeah, that's better.
And then I highlighted the predicated on a matching fund because I thought that was such an important part of the conversation. It might be just my emotional attachment to it, but...
I believe we've established that.
You know, but I thought that was worth emboldening, maybe not. Any opinions?
Put it in italics.
Yeah.
Put it in italics. That's fair. That's fair. I mean, if it's important, that's what italics say. If it's important, this is a big deal.
We'll take care of that. I think you wanted the 90-10 part italicized, didn't you?
I just want to get, funding to build our roads somehow, some way. All the other language was, I think, copy and pasted.
This goal 14-14 isn't it's not a directive. It should be a, I don't think it should say Sussex County may explore. That's not kind of a goal. That's, wouldn't the goal be to explore?
Yes, yes.
So we
to say explore
or fiscal solutions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just remove the word may.
We're going to take out Sussex County.
Yeah, Sussex County may.
It just says explore.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
This goal.
Gotcha. Yep. Then there was no objective, so I again just threw some mud on the wall to see. Stimulate conversation.
That's fine.
This is entitled Collaborative Solutions, so maybe that word should be in the goal. I don't know. I drew a blank, so.
Explore collaborative solutions.
Explore collaborative transportation solutions.
Yeah, say explore collaborative fiscal solutions that complement state initiatives.
What was the language again?
Just inserting the word collaborative between explore and fiscal.
I think this was more about land use coordination than
fiscal.
So, yeah, so it's still good language. Just explore collaborative.
So, explore collaborative transportation solutions.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
This might be another one where you don't really need an objective. I don't, but maybe for consistency, we need to come up with one.
Might as well say something. Yeah.
If it's wrong, right? What meaningless.
State, private, and
not wrong, but the second meaning.
It's state, private, and nonprofit entities working together for common goals.
Say that again.
What was that?
To get state, private, and nonprofit entities working together toward common goals.
I like that. Yeah.
And that hits on one of the public comments, too, about more references to nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why we have a writer in the group.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, this was just DLDOT stuff through the Wicomico planning map. Was all copy paste.
Looks like the word partners is highlighted under other
partners. That was DLDOT's highlight. Yeah. I don't know whether we need to keep that. It's a good catch, John. Do we need to?
They highlighted the word partner everywhere.
Right, because they were trying to
make it that was their big
partnership.
Deal. Yeah.
But I think, was that, so that, and that was a good point, was that for drafting purposes? I mean, it seems like that can be turned off once in the plan. I mean, we get
it. I think
it.
They were trying to emphasize the fact that if they're yeah. trying to partner more with the county.
Right, I get that, because we said, you know, that was the goal, and I didn't know if the audience for that emphasis was supposed to be us during the drafting process, or was supposed to be...
Or the public.
I thought it was the public and the state.
Yeah.
Looking at it, that...
That's fun,
maybe
yeah.
we should do everybody's a cash call on all that money we got.
All the same thing together.
Yeah. The idea of a partnership
is
usually...
It's membership calls. It's for membership. What do you call it? When
maybe
you
a strategy would be to do a cash call in the state. Cash call in the state to get a... Yeah, LLC call.
That's why Marty's trying to get this 90-10.
Yeah, then we can do a cash call for sure. No, we're just joking here. On page 52, I don't know why that 14.5.1 is in blue. That was original. I didn't touch it, so I left it that way. But maybe
yeah, because that's
just
also
be...
that also needs a title because it doesn't have.
Oh.
We'll go back through and see what the title was.
Yeah. But and the number may be totally wrong as well. I don't know. They could have just picked the color up off the Dell Doc blue graphic for some reason.
I guess if John, because Delnut's doing the edits.
I'll be doing the edits.
Okay. Just on that partner then, if we're going to keep it bold, which is fine, but we've also added stuff from your version, right?
I'll just go through and make sure part.
So it's consistent.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'd just be weird. Like someone's... highlight subs not. And
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I think we could just unbolden it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't see.
Yeah. I don't see the need. For
yeah.
Need.
So if you want to just make it normal text font throughout.
Yep. Got my note.
Be easier to find the bold than the unbold. And then on page 54 out is with just all the goals and objectives just in a list like we did throughout the rest of the document.
So you'll make those changes that we did in the bottom.
And you'll have to
yep.
you know, fill
on
in
strategy 14.1.1.6, they're underlining north south.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to underline north south, then you should underline east west. just take the underline off both.
You know what, also on 14.1.1.1, there needs to be a close parentheses after Mobility Improvement Committee. I just saw that.
Got it.
And the other thing is just, so going through these, just even looking on this page, like 1.1.1 has a period at the end of it, 1.1.2 doesn't. Dropping down 1.1.4 has two periods. Just... and like 1.1.7 doesn't have a period. Just
clean it up.
Yeah, make sure that's all taken care of.
I'm looking at the one that was just we looked at in the blue, the 14.5.1. When I look at the back page with the goals and objectives on page 56, 14.5.1 is an objective under begin construction of limited access capacity expansion projects. So that doesn't make sense.
So it doesn't line up.
No,
because this is about coordinating with municipalities so that everybody's doing the same thing.
I think
thing.
What's going to happen working is together. Because when we put the stuff in, those numbers are probably going to somewhat change. So, John, we'll need to go into the narrative, renumber everything, and then bring that out into the list in the back. It's definitely going to change some of the numbering. So I would just go through the narrative and create the list and then reattach it.
Yeah, and then we number it and then make sure all the numbering lines up.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yeah.
John's going to be egging Alexis's house.
It's Janelle that's doing this one, I think.
Oh, yeah, because it's not
that's
McCormick
because
Caleb.
Alexis bailed on us, and I'm not certain.
Alexis wouldn't have done this either.
Yeah.
So.
I'm still here.
We see you. We see you, John. We're happy to have you. Anything else? Well, I mean, with that...
Under goal 14.5, 14.5.1, there's no objective.
Well, when you go through your list, you may end up having one. You know,
so we'll change that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so go through the narrative. Everything should fall into place because we just fill those holes in a narrative. You'll renumber it, and then hopefully it'll all come together. You may have, I thought that there was like one or two that were actually almost identical. So if you find one that's dangling, then look back in and you'll find it's identical to another one inside. And if we feel comfortable enough that we're good with these changes enough to adopt this as a draft, is that, looking around at the commissioners here, are we comfortable enough now to actually post this as a draft?
Did we decide to do anything with the limited access words, limited access?
We pulled that out on 9 and 24. We left it in on 13 and 113.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. You know? So they need to change there, too.
Yeah, you'll have to check that language, John, where you change one of the language in one of the goals, GOS, in the narrative. Then you'll have to check it.
Some of your other changes might affect that summary in the back, too. So
yeah, sure. It definitely will. But this is what it is to be up against a deadline. So, shall we, Ms. Hoey-Stevenson, do you think you're comfortable enough to make a motion to post this as a draft?
I make a motion to post this as a draft as edited today, once the edits have been added in.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to post the mobility element as a draft. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So there it is. So we still have a public hearing to go through and any final edits that might come out. So we still have time to make adjustments to that. I think the next item we wanted to just generally speak about GOS. I think we asked the commission, everybody, to just kind of read through all the GOS in general. Were there any specific GOS comments or suggestions? I think I had one, if I can read my chicken scratch from this morning. John, can you pull up the economic development element? Actually, I have two. Well, one's a text.
No, wrong one.
And if you go to strategy 6311, all the way at the end. Okay, the language in the future land use is different than this. It says, let me read this, establish a voluntary agribusiness district or overlay zone that is centered around existing infrastructure in Area 1 zone, Western Sussex, that includes, it talked about permittable agricultural industrial uses. And so it used the word permittable instead of permissible, and it talked about ag industrial uses rather than specifically identifying segments of agriculture. And I think that was under your future land use. It was in page 18. And go down to densities a little further. Go down a little bit further in the page. Whoa,
It looked like it was right above there, wasn't it?
It's densities. My goodness.
Limited yet in Port Neck.
There it is. It's under densities, and it says, you're trying to give me a headache, John?
Sorry.
No, there it is. It's under permitted uses in a low-density area. Business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing needs of these uses. Industrial uses that support dependent agriculture should be permitted. You see that sentence.
It's actually in the current code.
That is, yes.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this language doesn't match up with the language in the economic development, which talks about specific segments and it's permissible rather than permitted. So I would rather just change the strategy to match the language. I would leave that. Yeah, there you go, and put it over here. Okay, we're good. And then I think Hans sent out a note the other day regarding the language on page 8 of utilities.
Is that a goal or?
No, it was in the text. And the second bullet there under Tier 5, he added some language to the end of that second bullet. He deleted the period after systems. And if I can read my chicken scratch, and his language was to control systems exclusively served by private utilities with private funding. Does that make sense?
Or control systems exclusively served.
Served by private utilities with private funding. Did you get that email? I think Vince, he said it. I think you were copied.
I don't know that I did.
I don't even remember that one.
It should be exclusively served.
Yes. Or maybe systems exclusively served by. I'll try to get it. I thought he sent it to you guys.
I'll ask him. He'll get it to us.
I'll forward it to you right now if I find a rascal. It was several days ago. Sorry, guys. Yeah, here it is. It was sent, I think you were on the email, Janelle.
It
was from Hans to you, and I was just copied with John Ashman. Or central systems exclusively served. It says, or central systems exclusively served by private utilities. there you go, that makes more sense. So I would just CC that. And then, let's see, I think that was the only strategy I had and the only text I saw. We have a, is there any other comments on strategies? How about text within the, do you have any?
The one thing that the vision statement online is not the same vision statement as the one that we had talked, that you
we'll
had.
Get that addressed.
Okay. That was the big thing. I said, like, this isn't what we even showed the public. So.
And then we have a chapter of, we're going to correct that. That's cool. Chapter 4, which is, I guess, is that a cumulative genel of the visions, goals, all the visions, goals, and objectives?
It will be all the goals and objectives. So it's like a cheat. If you just want to go, just want to look at the goals, objectives, and strategies, we'll be taking all of them out and putting them into one location.
And that says vision, so it would be all the visions as well. So you would have chapter 1, visions, and then GOS, chapter 2, visions, GOS, or I mean, whatever.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm
yeah, you
okay
guys
with that.
Said you were okay with that because yeah. It was an easy reference for the chapters. If you just wanted to like skip the text and go, hey, what are my goals, objectives, and strategies, you knew where to go.
Yeah. I don't have
it's
a problem with it.
It's this thick. But
yeah, it's just going to be a little bit thicker document, but I mean... We'll stick it in?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
You don't seem real excited.
That's easy enough
Mr.
to pull
Wheeler.
Back out.
You have to pull it back.
Yeah.
Well, it's just getting so voluminous. But
yeah. Voluminous.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Google for that.
Keller Googling voluminous.
I just did. I knew my word.
Okay. So, I mean.
Very bigly.
Yeah. We don't really need a motion to post that, do we? Or do we? We've done all the others.
No. Because, I mean, they've already actually been approved, so.
Okay.
I had a couple just reviewing the public comments that were maybe constructive. If we just have a, maybe just corrections. There weren't any. If you're okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
One was, I guess, if you go to land use. Pulled out the comments. So it says there's something wrong with the key to figure 5.2-2. And I didn't have a chance to go look at it. I don't even know.
Mabel Granke pointed that out.
Did she?
Yeah, it was in Mabel's.
Yeah, there was another one too.
Yeah, the boundary in the legend shows municipalities with a dashed black line around a white field.
Yeah.
And then the undeveloped land is also white, so we would probably denote the municipalities in a specific color while leaving the rest of the county plain white.
Yeah, or a crosshatch or something.
Or a crosshatch, yeah.
Okay. This one, I don't know, maybe this gets a little more substance, back to transportation. And I'm not, it referenced a page 36, but who knows what page 36 that was.
Now, yeah.
But there was talks about transportation impact fees, but nothing said about this in the final section regarding goals and objectives. Did we talk about impact fees in that?
Within the goals and objectives. Yeah. Oh, it'd be easier to look in there. To,
or at least, you know? Yeah, that's true.
Which page
it may have been a broader strategy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Just
sometimes they're broader.
So much, but as long as we're comfortable that it was caught up in a broader strategy. Because, again, if we're going to have something that's in the text, we're going to probably have it in the goal.
It would be in physical solutions.
Yeah.
Find it. Right.
It's mentioned in the transportation improvement districts bullet.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, TIDs. Yeah.
All right. That's good. So.
Yeah.
And they also have a separate bullet for transportation impact fees.
Okay. I just wanted to double check that. Then I know Ms. Harper from the League of Women Voters, if you want to switch to economic development, I thought this was... a good comment. On page 2, second paragraph. And some of these, again, I'm not sure. Yeah, the element of it, yeah, of economic development. I know it's on there.
Second one down.
Yeah, because we just went through that with Marty. I just want to see what it says.
compared to what she commented.
What did she say?
She said that on page 2 in the second paragraph, characterizing Sussex County as having a foundation for good transportation infrastructure is, to put it mildly, a bit of an overreach. You know, and it kind of ties into what we've been talking about with mobility. Given the pervasive transportation problems throughout Sussex, but particularly in eastern Sussex, I strongly suggest you eliminate this statement if you want to appear credible in the remaining chapter.
Actually, that statement was watered down. The original statement was it has a good transportation infrastructure instead of a foundation for it.
I think the important clause there is from a commercial perspective, okay? You have 4-lane routes going north and south, 3 of them that are strong. We're not near as strong on east-west routes, but we do have some east-west routes that are okay. I understand what she's saying from an overall load capacity, but commercially there's reasonable access to the county.
Well, I saw that comment, and I just wanted to see what it said to see if it needed changing or not, because it was one of those things that I thought was...
As Marty pointed out, I think we actually watered it down. It was a little too positive before.
We added has the foundation.
It was a good catch by Sue Claire. Actually, I can't say it was a good catch, but I think from a commercial perspective, we can probably say this without losing all of our credibility.
And then there was another one from, with regard to CDAC, from Mr. Conaway, and he said, and this is economic development, he said, a few weeks ago I contacted you as to the listing of CDAC in your plan. It still remains inaccurate in your draft. CDAC is a completely independent organization that assists a number of agencies and governments in an attempt to bring economic development to Sussex. He says it's not a partnership with the U of D or any other group. I'm not sure.
Okay, so the standalone group.
It is absolutely a standalone
group. Yeah, so it shouldn't reference.
Is, the association never was with UD. It was was born out of a group from Dell Tech originally. Came out of the Today and Tomorrow conference years ago. When it was
fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's definitely an independent group.
That was just some of the ones I'd like fixes I saw in the comments, so I just wanted to go through those.
Is it actually a nonprofit, or is it just people who get
to work? No, it's a, yeah, I believe
I can't scroll.
I think they have the 501c3.
I mean, and you know, like Mr. Ross mentioned, you know, like for example, Mabel Granke spent a lot of time going through the elements. It's worth everybody reading those. Yeah. And, you know, and I think as well that's good information for council during its review of the plan.
We had some extensive notes from Jeff Stone as
well. Yeah, no, there's others. I don't mean to single out her. Yeah, right.
And I read through them. They were fairly recent, and they're pretty extensive. To be honest with you, they're so extensive, I think it's best if we pass that along to council for their consideration.
Yeah.
Because we would almost have to reopen economic development and redo it. They're that extensive. I think everybody got those, didn't they?
Yes.
We did, and I appreciate you bringing it up, and they definitely should be acknowledged. Clearly, Mr. Stone spent a lot of time working on this, and he is qualified to make the comments that he made. That's the thing that I think we want to keep in mind here. He has the depth of experience in economic development to make those kind of comments. Where I think we are in Sussex County, though, is that, and I think this kind of speaks to this whole set of comments in general. And we have it. I know we have this in the plan that to consider augmenting and making our economic development department an effort more robust, because that's kind of where it is. And what I felt like we were trying to do with this particular element is to at least the whole thing is more of a vision, I think, to help them understand what maybe an economic developer should be doing, you know. Mr. Stone's comments are a much deeper dive into all that, and really would make the great basis for an economic development operating plan. I mean, this is what our economic development department should be doing, and with more specific and assignable dates and so on. So maybe council will incorporate some of that into the plan. But the real effort here is to get them to begin to take economic development seriously, in my view. Yeah. The only comment I would make about tourism is that there's some general feeling that tourism takes care of itself, that as an economic development element for the county to be devoting a lot of resources to. There are other private nonprofit groups that are doing that already, and other groups in the state. But as for what a plan for implementing an economic development program, it's a wonderful basis for that, and hopefully council will incorporate some of that into the plan.
Very well put. I think we're pretty much at the end of what we wanted to do today. Does anyone have any other comments overall from page one to whatever page the last page is? We have a public hearing scheduled for November the 2nd.
Yes.
So can I ask you, just for that, are we going to get from you all or somebody, like, I'm envisioning, you know, for that the commission at least would have a notebook of the draft.
Yeah, we'll get a binder, and we'll, you know, create a good copy of the plan for the commission.
It should be everything that's online.
Can you get that electronically too?
Yeah.
Yes, you might get chapter by chapter, depending on how big the PDF is. But we will get you an electronic and paper version.
There is one other element.
Oh, right.
That's going to get expensive.
Marty,
there is one other element of the planning process.
Oh, we've never done that.
And it was discussed, I guess, the last meeting. It's essentially going to capture what has been done and what will continue to be done as the plan is developed. I've put together an outline of what that element would include, and I'm showing it here as for your information. If you have comments or suggested changes, but essentially the text would follow this outline.
No, I think that's good, and we'll just have it filled in up to date as of the 2nd of November.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my thoughts, if anyone has any additional
thought, is make sure it reflects what we actually did.
Yes. Yeah. I guess you can't count the Sundays and weekend hours in there. But as far as the 2nd, I guess my thought is, you know, we'll just do our normal meeting procedure. Mr. Robertson will do his introduction about our rules. Ms. Cornwell, if you can go through that planning process overview, and then we'll open it up for commission discussion and then the public, if that's okay.
And in that, not necessarily in the text of the document, but in the overview, if you could just list numerically how many workshops we've had.
19,
right? And how many opportunities for public comment we've had. So it'd be 19 plus the regular commission meetings.
And plus some of those were two a day.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, I just want to make sure that we reiterate that.
Wow.
I'll take care of that.
Yeah, and when all this started, too, you know, this.
The timeline.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to go through on this day we met and this day we met, but yeah, it started back in such and such, and since
heard
then.
Back last
had,
year, and yeah, we've had right. one round of public meetings back in the fall,
yep.
Another round in the spring, this one in between.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll take care of that.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? Are we finished?
All right.
Okay. We stand adjourned.